Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Around the Toolbox number 20. This is where we talk about the trades, what's happening around in the world of construction, remodeling, business to business, all those things in that construction, remodeling, trades, events, and everything that we do in this industry that we love so much. Thanks for joining me. I wanted to talk today a little bit about, we're coming up on the end of the year, and I wanted to talk a little bit about one of those boring topics that can cost us so much money: compliance. Are we actually going through, when we go to contract with a customer, with all the forms and all the sign-offs and everything that we're supposed to have to do 100% legal job? If you're a contractor, are you hitting them with all the lead and asbestos stuff? Are you hitting them with all the right contract stuff? Are you in compliance with what your government regulating agencies want? And if you're in your head right now going, well, I think I am, maybe it's time to do a little bit of research and find out if you are. You know, I see here in Oregon, I see lots of fines, and, you know, of course, they do work with contractors pretty well on these kind of things, but they will help you make sure that all your forms and everything is good to go as far as what the state of Oregon Construction Contractor Board wants. So are you getting all those crazy little sign-off things that help you and your customers stay in compliance with the law? Are you getting those all together? Now, here's another thing. How is your contract? Is it something that a trade organization designed? Is it something that you decided to play some legalese and write up? Did you steal it from a competitor? What is your contract? You know, it might be smart enough to sit there and find a construction contractor out there, you know, based attorney, and have them go through the contract law and make sure that you've got everything in there correctly. You know, are you going to mediation before you get into a lawsuit? Who's going to pay for what? These things, and, you know, do you have all those right, you know, credits and everything else that's within that? Do you have everything pulled together for your legal contract? Is it something that protects you? Is it something that helps your client understand the process? So think a little bit about, you know, this fall here, because we do get some times where things slow down a little bit. Maybe it's a holiday. Maybe you're sitting around and everybody's doing their stuff. It is pretty smart to sit there and go through and get these things dialed in. If you can get these things dialed in, you might be a little better off, because one, if you can control that process and make it smooth, make it easy, and follow the law, you're going to be a lot better off. And sometimes when you go through and walk through that contract with your client, you can spell out some problems and stop those problems before they happen. You know, what is the payment schedule? All of those things need to be spelled out in these contracts. And with this, you're going to have a much better cash flow system. You're going to have a better understanding. And more importantly, you're probably going to protect yourself a lot better in case you have a project that goes sideways, or even worse, you have a subcontractor where that project goes sideways. I can't tell you how many things I've seen in the last year here about subcontractors and even contractors where things went horribly. And that's one of the things that I do out there as well, as I am a construction expert. So I do go in and do reports on remodeling and those kind of things. And I tell you what, I have seen some horrible projects this last year. And those horrible projects, guess what? They were in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that they were sitting there trying to hammer out. And nobody wants to have to deal with that, let alone you have to deal with your insurance company who's going to try to settle some kind of claim against you outside of your control. You could be 100% right. And if that gets in your insurance company's hands, they might just turn around and say, guess what? We're going to pay out a couple hundred thousand dollars and you don't have to like it and you don't have a say in it. So these are things that I would make sure you've got everything dialed in over the holidays here. When you get that little bit of spare time, of course, balance that time with the family. But these are little things that I would work on getting dialed in, buttoned up, because it's going to save you, it's going to save your company, and it's going to save your homeowner. Because when things are spelled out correctly and you've got all those things dialed in, you're going to be better off. All right, everybody, we got a great show ahead coming up this Saturday. So, and I say Saturday because all of our stations right now are running the show on Saturdays until we get Chicago on board. First off, we're going to talk about painting kitchen and bath cabinetry. What are you going to do about it? Is it something you should tackle? And then, you know, hour two, we're going to talk about bathrooms. You know, what is a good way to go about that? Are you going to just do a little bit of touch up? Is it something you're trying to do before the holidays? So we've got that, and we've got Facebook Live questions within that. So we've got a lot of other stuff mixed in with that. So tune in on Saturday and you'll catch us on Around the House with Eric G. And of course, the podcast comes out as well. Have a great rest of the week and I'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.